Chapter 2. Bulletproof. To understand the threat that email spam poses for all of us, it's crucial first to peer into the dark corners of the cyber world and understand what's lurking there. Kidnapping, bribery, extortion, blackmail, corruption. These were among the business skills commonly employed by the men who built the earliest cybercrime havens, the virtual pirate coves of the Internet. These web hosting businesses, mostly based in Russia and the former Soviet states, were often referred to as bulletproof networks or bulletproof hosting providers because they had secured enough political and operational protection through a variety of methods, some legal, some illegal, to make them virtually untouchable by the law. Indeed, they had so much clout that they could often stay online in the face of withering pressure from foreign governments and law enforcement agencies to disconnect them and their customers, who were invariably trafficking unsavory or illicit goods and services on the web. One of the leaders, Mikolo Corp, was a master at this. Nikolai, the young entrepreneur whose violent death by car accident we witnessed at the outset of Chapter 1, certainly didn't invent the business of attracting and hosting cybercrime-based enterprises online. Rather, like innovators in other fields, he stood on the shoulders of cybercriminal giants before him, refining a time-honored business model by focusing on efficiency, cutting out middlemen, slashing prices, and investing in more dependable, faster networks. Most of all, Mikolo distinguished itself by earning a reputation as a bulletproof hosting provider that offered top-notch technical and customer support. These were qualities that early pioneers in the business tended to overlook, probably because they had so little competition. But to understand how Mikolo came to dominate the cybercrime underground, it helps to know how and why its predecessors failed. As it happens, the bulletproof hosting providers that laid the groundwork for young Nikolai's business also are closely intertwined with the early careers of the two cybercrime kingpins whose lengthy feud forms the basic story arc of this book.